Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are excited to be continuing the topic, Living in the Faith Zone. We're in Daniel chapter 3 all this week. So make sure that you're reading the chapter in its entirety as we pick up different points, as we elaborate on different points, as the Holy Spirit reveals unto us. We know that revelation is revealed application of the Word of God. So we're not doing a historical study this week on the book of Daniel and the people here who are mentioned. We're not doing a historical study. We're taking the points. We're taking the seeing of God in their life and using that to develop our faith, the evidence of God in their life, how they were able to endure times of great temptation and remain true in the faith, and how God showed up for them, because that's all an application that we can use each and every day, how to remain sure in the things of God when it seems like everything around us is against us. We have to be able to see differently, see before we see it by the eyes of the Spirit. All they saw here, the majority, all they saw was a 90-foot statue made of gold, 90 feet tall, 9 feet wide. Think about the wealth that was poured into making that statue. So here you have this high-prized item, a statue that they're worshiping. The majority, they probably 99.9% of the people on cue when they hear the music and symphony are bowing down and worshiping. And then in the back of their mind, they have the consequential part of the decree. If you don't bow down, you're going into the fiery furnace. So all they could see was the fiery furnace. All they could see is the people around them bowing down to this golden idol. They weren't able to see anything differently, but there was some people who were in the midst, who were believers, who knew their God, and they were able to see something different. So that's a principle that we all have to be able to take away here from this chapter, to be able to see something different, to be able to remain steadfast in faith through adversity, despite what other people are doing, despite what the law or the legislation may say, but that we are true to the worship of our God.
We got to know our God. And the Word of God declared, says, people that know their God will do great exploit. The only one that can do great exploit is the one that know their God. And the one that know their God shall mount up like wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. Those that know their God. So the point here that we have to come to that place where we know God and know him for ourselves.
And know him without emotion.
Emotion,
not
yes,
to
right.
count on emotion.
Yes.
You know how many people say, yes, I believe. Yes, I know God. And along comes the storm of the circumstance. And then they crumble.
They crumble.
And they have no peace.
Yes.
And that's how you can show the ones that truly have faith, because it's very hard when it's very easy when things are going well for us to say, oh, I believe, praise God, but let the storm come.
Yes.
The test will come. We're still here on this earth. There's going to be trials and tribulations. The tests will come.
Amen.
But all we have to do is to say yes to God and just to trust him and to really trust him when the times are bad. And if you can trust him when the times are bad, the mountaintop will be right around the corner. So, because this life is all mountains and valleys.
Our faith will be unshakable in the time of storm when we know God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When we know him. And Jesus told us a parable of two men. He said, these two men sets out to build their house. A house. And Jesus says, think of this parable that Jesus gave us. He says, they both build a house. But one built his house upon the rock. Solid. And one build it upon the sand. Where Pastor Emily just says, you can't build your life with God upon emotion. Sand, the sand represents emotion. It's always moving.
Yeah.
Try go build something on the sand or the sea and see how it shifts. It's always moving. It look, but when you put those sand castle together, at the first move, when you put it together, it looks so beautiful. But watch it move away. So that's it. Jesus says, the one that was built upon the rock withstood the storm when the storm come. Because the storm will come. Not if the storm is going to come. It's when it come. Yes, it's when it come. And when it come, do we have the substance? Do we have the substance? Do we have the anchor? Do we have that? And that's the question that we have to answer to this week. We hope that the Holy Spirit will open our eyes, give us the revelation of the Word of God so that we can see and so that we can learn and do the things that is right.
And a better question is, if this had happened now with the king or the president or whatever saying we have to bow down to the statue, how many of us would bow, even the ones that go to church? Would you bow or would you have enough faith to know not to bow?
To say no.
To say no. Yeah.
To say no. And that's what we're talking about, faith, living in the faith zone.
Unshakable faith.
Faith, unshakable faith.
And it's not an easy task. Because things are, this is life, and this evil lurks everywhere. It's very difficult, but we have the manual, we have the book that tells us what to do, and we also have our mind that will tell us to connect with God in the spirit, like we began teaching you this many, many weeks ago. It all starts with walking in the spirit, reading the Bible, and trusting him with all your heart that he's the one. And he's the only answer to anything that happens in this life. And to truly believe it.
Amen.
Continuing where we left off yesterday in Daniel chapter 3, starting at verse 9. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down in worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There were certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. So there's a specific group here that they're mentioning by name, three men who are not with it. They're not with the idol worship. They know their God, and they know that their God's not with it. So they choose to abstain from what they're doing. So they're not serving the gods of Nebuchadnezzar because they're serving the true and living God. Verse 13, then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up. Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? So he has, Nebuchadnezzar has about of respect for these three men, because he's already appointed them to position of leadership in Babylon. But now it's he's questioning them, because the people brought it to Nebuchadnezzar's attention that they're not worshiping, they're not following the declaration that was made by the decree of Nebuchadnezzar regarding the idol. So he's saying, Nebuchadnezzar's saying to them, I'm going to give you one more time.
One more chance.
Give them another chance. Yes, I'll give you one more chance.
Right here in my presence, yes. I'm going to give you one more chance. Verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this manner. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. So verse 17 and 18, even so more powerful. So yes. 17 says, okay, if this is the case, God who we serve, he's able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from our hand, O king.
Yeah.
That's good to say. But then listen to what they say. But if not,
yeah,
even if it doesn't go the way that we expect it to go,
yeah,
let it be known to you, O king, we're not going down serving your gods.
That's right.
Amen. We do not serve your gods, God, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. A lot of times we're all on board with shouting when it goes our way.
Yes.
But what about when it doesn't go our way?
Yeah, exactly. That can preach right there. That can preach this morning. When it doesn't go our way, we can shout when it's going our way. But what about it? Because we forget that we serve a sovereign God. Mm-hmm. God is sovereign. He got the final say. Mm-hmm. All right.
And on that word, they went forth. And we'll get more into that tomorrow. On that word, on their faith, they went forward and they chose not to bow down, and God was with them in the consequence. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your
day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.